Mundas podcast.
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of the Mundas podcast. Hope you're good. Today we're going to be talking about Torchwood. Yeah, Torchwood. I managed to get the first series cheap, so I just thought, oh yeah, I'll have a little cheeky look. So I'm going to be talking about the pilot today. It's strange because you have memories of stuff, and I remember Torchwood went out. It was very much like Doctor Who After Hours, you know, slightly rude adult Doctor Who. And you know, it hasn't been that long in time, probably about 10 years ago since it actually originally started on BBC Three and whatnot. Yeah, I'll tell you basically my vague views of it. Obviously, Russell T. Davies wrote it as well. He was writing Doctor Who at the time, and it was when I started watching it. Russell T. Davies obviously positioned Gwen as our kind of access point, a bit like Rose, you know. And it was almost like we're seeing everything through her eyes. She's just a normal sort of policewoman. And that was quite an interesting thing. It did look slightly dated, bizarrely, quite a little bit cheap, which I don't know if it was, but. Another thing, it almost felt like a Cardiff tourism video, because there were so many shots of Cardiff at night or Cardiff during the day with kind of like aerial shots and stuff like that. I'm sure they got quite a lot of tourism out of it, which is obviously good for the area. So it felt like we're kind of the first episodes kind of getting dragged into this mysterious world. We're watching Gwen leave a normal life behind with her partner, who I never really quite understood how that worked. Really, I didn't really feel it worked well. Her having a partner who didn't really fit with the rest of Torchwood gang. Obviously this was basically Gwen's life changed forever. You know, after seeing what you saw. Yeah, I really like Captain Jack. Obviously, he was slightly different to the character that he played in Doctor Who. But the rest of the crew, I found it a little bit naff, I suppose, with the whole kind of each one of them taking different elements from that they'd stolen or alien technology and stuff and using them. And I'd forgotten that her off Luther was in it as well. Luther's ex-wife. The whole kind of amnesia pill was used as well. That was I don't know, it felt like a bit like a trope of Torchwood, that sort of thing. And then, of course, we've got the alien technology, the cyber glove. Kind of felt the character of Owen was a little bit naff in this, you know, it's kind of like, oh, look at him, he's crazy, he's bisexual. And that, there's nothing wrong with that. But his character is just a little bit corny, you know, and just a bit. There's some really good shots as well, in terms of like when Jack's on the top of on the edge of a building and stuff like that was really good. Makes us think Russell T. Davies must have been bloody busy, because the amount of things he was doing at the same time, Sarah Jane, Torchwood and all that, jeezy. I mean, the pilot wasn't bad, you know, and when I saw the trailer for the next one, I just realised it was kind of like girl off my family in a kind of a lesbian killer thing, and then there was a Cyberwoman episode and stuff, and it just kind of sometimes there's a little bit shock value, you know. It was trying to be like, oh, look what we've done. I think I do remember it being particularly patchy, you know, like one episode would be amazing, the next one would be rubbish. I thought the second series, I think, if I remember, I haven't seen them since they were originally transmitted, were pretty good, a bit better. And the third series was obviously the Children of Earth, quite depressing, and Peter Capaldi and whatnot, and the American one. Ooh, yeah, the American one was a little bit what's happening here? You know, you're just trying to work out. It was a clash of cultures trying to make Torchwood in America. Don't think that'll work. But as a pilot episode, you know, I think it was pretty good. You entered the new world of Torchwood and. You saw the weird and wonderful delights. Obviously, slight Doctor Who connotations when you saw the Doctor's hand and whatnot, which would always be linked in. in a future episode. But yeah, I mean, it's never going to be my favourite thing in the world, but I think it was interesting at the time, and I've got the audio adventures as well that they did for Radio 4. They're interesting. Whether they could bring it back, I don't know. If they always keep rumours that they might bring it back, but Big Finish seem to be doing quite a few anyway. The Weevil alien thing, that was, they kind of, they were there, but they weren't really like a massive threat. There wasn't really anything that was really big and significant in this episode in terms of like a baddie, so to speak. But yeah, so that's my initial thoughts on the Torchwood pilot. So yeah, if you want to tweet us, it's @IanTodd82, and I'll see you soon. Ciao.
Mondays podcast.